Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We are digging through the crates for some scratchy 78s, 45s, LPs, cassettes, and even compact discs. Along the way, we'll discover some classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, soul, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for coming on this journey of homegrown, homemade radio. This year I'm celebrating 25 years on the airwaves at WSCS 90.9 here in New London, New Hampshire, and online at classicalwscs.org. So I'm going to do something a little bit different for this specific edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm going to play an album in its entirety. Now, this is an album that you might find at a thrift shop. It's relatively scarce. But if you do find this album, definitely grab it. It is so worth picking up. This was released on Decca Records back in, around 1958. Just a year before I was born. And this album is by session guitarist Barry Galbraith, who doesn't have too many recordings of him, like, up front as the leader. This may be one of only a couple. Regardless, it's a beautiful album. You're going to hear it in its entirety. Guitar and the Wind, released 1958 by Barry Galbraith. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
prove positive you can find some amazing records in thrift stores. That was Barry Galbraith, the album Guitar and the Wind. And from the top, we heard the tracks Bull Market, A Portrait of Jenny, Judy's Jaunt, Nina Never Knew, Walkin', A Gal in Calico. I like to recognize the tune. I love that. That's a great title. Any Place I Can Hang My Hat Is Home. Theme from The Bad and the Beautiful, not The Bold and the Beautiful. Holiday, You Gotta Have Rhythm, and What Am I Here For? Well, I am here to enjoy life and to breathe and to bring you some wonderful music over the airwaves. So that featured Barry Galbraith on guitar, Bobby Jasper, great, great flautist on, of course, flute, Milt Hinton on bass, Richard Hickson, not Richard Nixon, on bass trombone, Ossie Johnson on drums, Spencer Sinatra on flute and clarinet. Wonder if he's any relation to Frank. Phil Bodner on flute, clarinet, and bass clarinet, and also Romeo Penk on flute, oboe, and clarinet. And Irby Green on trombone. Again, you just heard Barry Galbraith, guitar, and the wind here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and I'll be back in just a moment.
This is Bird Note. The avian world is full of mimicry artists. Steller's jays, blue-gray gnatcatchers, and European starlings can all imitate the calls of other species of birds. But northern mockingbirds have taken mimicry to a whole new level. Sure, they can mimic other birds, but their repertoire includes more than just bird standards. Mockingbirds can mimic frogs and toads. The mockingbird imitates the calls of not one or two, but 12 species of amphibians found in North America. The mimicry is so good, it's hard to tell frog from bird. Here's the call of a Cope's gray tree frog. Now compare it to the mockingbird's attempt at copying it. Tree frog? Mockingbird. So, how does this mimicry benefit the bird? That remains something of a mystery, but scientists think that the females might find it attractive. With such extensive knowledge of the great American songbird book, mockingbirds really are the crooners, or croakers, of the bird world. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. This is DJ Frederick, and I have been on the airwaves here for 25 years. Yeah. Wow, it was all the way back in 1999 when I walked into the Ernie Freeberg studio at Colby Sawyer College. Of course, it wasn't known as the Ernie Freeberg studio back then. Ernie was actually still running the station, and hopefully he's still enjoying life out there in the Midwest as a scholar, professor, and music aficionado. All right, let's dig into the crates here at the thrift shop and see what's new or what's old. Thank you.
Thank you. jokes you are my life.
Paprika Soul with Come With Me. And yes, come with me onto this radio journey. Can I get any weirder than that? Before that, Jackie Mattu. And of course, a James Bond theme when he started off with Lloyd Lindroth, who released a bunch of privately pressed LPs featuring himself on his harp and all kinds of very cool musicians. That was, of course, a cover of Santana's Evil Ways. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. And hopefully, we're not going in evil directions. We're moving toward the light. Yes, in 2024. Even despite all of the dystopian stuff going on around us, be the light that you want to see in the world. And that's not just a cliche. All right, this is DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening. Wishing you many blessings, and I'll see you next week, or you'll hear me next week at 10 p.m. on Saturday evening, right here on WSCS.